Hey everybody, welcome to Santa Barbara Talks with Josh Molina. It is Wednesday, April 24th. Please hit subscribe on YouTube and visit santabarbaratalks.com, my website. Consider a contribution to help support these podcasts. I own this podcast separate from everything else I do. And if you like it, help me out, help me expand my production, and maybe get me into a studio every now and then. So the city of Santa Barbara has proposed essentially installing parking meters all over downtown, roughly from Gutierrez all the way to Arriaga, Delavina to Santa Barbara streets. Okay, dozens of city blocks. They want to install timed parking downtown. What the are you thinking, city of Santa Barbara? Okay, so let me talk about this. They are facing really serious budget problems citywide, of course, which is a thing pretty much every year. They always come in with a projected shortfall, and then the departments have to make cuts and revenue increases, and the council makes the final decision. And of course, they present a balanced budget by the time they adopt it in June. Separate from that are these enterprise funds, and the downtown parking fund is an enterprise fund. So what does that mean? It means they're unable to stay in the black because no one is going downtown and nobody is parking downtown. So as of right now, if no changes are made, they're projected to burn through their reserves and have a negative operating budget, go into a deficit. And for an enterprise fund, that's really like, you can't really do that, because in the general fund, you know, it's a lot of different revenue streams. The enterprise fund is essentially self-sustaining. And so what is their solution to this? They want to install these massive timed parking stations. So if you've ever been to a big city, or not a mid-sized city, if you've been to a university, if you've been to a lot of places, you know that you can park downtown if you are able to download the app and input your license plate number, and then you're charged a certain amount for a certain amount of time. And you get a notification when you're about to exceed that time. And if you want to extend, you can extend it remotely. So it's not like this is some like weird thing that the city of Santa Barbara wants to do. It is common in other places. Okay, so they want to be able to download the app. You can do it on a website. I think that they're going to have some kiosks downtown, at least from their very minimal presentation that they did on Tuesday at the Santa Barbara City Council meeting. So this is like, I mean, there's so much to say. I'm going to try to say it fast. This is just unreal that they are at this point where they want to install these parking meters, because we're having this conversation about bringing people downtown. And I'm not a, you know, what's the cliche? I'm not a rocket scientist, but I would think that if you want more people downtown, you probably don't want to excessively charge them to be downtown. Just a thought. The other part of this is they're planning to make changes to the city lot. So not too long ago, I don't know, my memory's not as good as it used to be, but 2 years ago, they changed the free parking in the parking lots from 90 minutes to 75 minutes, and then $3 every hour after that. So they have another two-tiered plan now. So for the garages, they want to essentially make it 60 minutes free, or subsidized, as they call it, because, you know, the city subsidizing you to park there. So they don't want to use free, because they want people to know that it does cost something. So first 60 minutes subsidized by the city, free to the user. And then after that, $2 an hour. Okay. So that's a change right there in itself. That's like, what are you doing? The surface lots, they say they want to change that, the city surface parking lots, to 15 minutes free. 15 minutes free. And then I think it's $1.50 and for every 30 minutes after that. And the idea is that people get, like, they park a long time and they get comfortable downtown, and the city wants to encourage turnover, freeing up spaces, all right? So they have this multiple pronged solution, and there's some other little things they want to do there to increase revenues, but these are the big things. Okay. I know the city of Santa Barbara is well intentioned. I know that they are wondering how are they going to fix this problem. But increasing revenue, increasing the fees to park downtown may seem like the best answer right away, like just raise the cost, make it more expensive, increased revenue. But that's, and I hate to be like all parochial, but it's like that's not the Santa Barbara way. That's not the way you do things, especially since we hold so tightly to how unique we are, how special we are, how we're this like charming, unique place on the planet. So why do we want to be like these other cities that charge people to park downtown? And I know, so I need all of the anti-car, pro-bike, pedestrian, get out of your car and exercise, environmental activists to just pause for a second and put your social justice hat on, okay? Because they're not, what is that term? Mutually exclusive, okay? That you can be an environmentalist and you can be a social justice advocate. Okay, this impacts the poorest people the most. It impacts the senior citizens. It impacts people who aren't able to, in this whatever life you have, bike downtown and do whatever you do and then bike home. Okay, obviously, depending on what stage of life you're in, that works for you. But a lot of people need to drive cars to get downtown to bring more than one person. And even if it's just you, even if you're a single car driver, like you're not able to walk downtown or bicycle downtown. So now you're going to be penalized. You're going to have to pay more to do the things that you want to do locally. At a time, by the way, when the city of Santa Barbara openly acknowledges that fewer people are coming downtown. So why would you make it more difficult? Why would you make it harder for them to come downtown? By giving them an economic disadvantage to bring in a car downtown. Here's the other thing is we know there are fewer people downtown because of COVID, right? So COVID hit and people things shut down and big employers let people work remotely and many of them are still doing that. So these big companies that used to be downtown have fewer people going there to work. Obviously, Sonos is the flagship example of that. They bailed, they're moving to Goleta. Okay. I don't know how many people are working in that Amazon building anymore, but obviously fewer than before COVID-19. And this is the case all over these businesses downtown. So you have fewer people who are actually working downtown. And we've had that whole conversation the whole time about why, some of the restaurants might be failing or retails, like people aren't down there. So I just don't understand why is the solution to that, say the people who do come downtown, let's charge them more. And I don't know in what world is that a good idea. Obviously, Santa Barbara can't stay stuck in the past forever, and we've already seen these revenue increases. We've seen these changes to parking. So the community has already agreed that oh, we can't have our 90 minutes free. We can't have everything free like we used to. Like the community understands that. But going to downtown, timed, metered parking is a huge shift for the city. And it feels as though the environmental anti-car, and I don't want to be a conspiracy theorist, there are legitimate conspiracy theorists out there who think the city's trying to like, stop people who are in their cars and are anti-car. And I don't think they are that. I think they're just trying to do multi-modes and make sure everybody has an equal opportunity to access downtown, even if you don't have a car. And I believe that. But this is anti-car. This is anti-encouraging people to not come downtown. And the reason it's so bothersome too is like this hurts the people who have the least amount of money the most. Okay. If you're somebody, if you're a tourist, if you're wealthy, it's not a huge deal for you. It may be philosophically like, oh, I don't want to pay more. But for senior citizens, by the way, doing anything in 15 minutes, good luck with that. Okay. And parking downtown, with metered parking, this hurts seniors. This hurts people who don't have that kind of extra money to go downtown. And you tell them, well, just ride a bike. Well, no, you can't tell people what to do and how to live their lives by particularly when you don't walk in their shoes and you don't understand their particular transportation needs and services, right? I think some people act like, oh, I've got a car in my driveway and I've got a bicycle in my driveway and I'm choosing to drive the car because I want to hurt the planet and increase climate change. Like, no one does that, especially in Santa Barbara. Everybody in Santa Barbara is like, yes, climate change is real and it would be better if we had less reliance on fossil fuels. Of course. But we also need the car to get around and do certain things. And we don't want to use our own sort of philosophical ideas on what an urban downtown should be, and then compare ourselves to these other fantasy cities that we're not, and say we need to move in that direction because you can only control who you are. You can only control you. You can only control what's in your home. You can only contribute to controlling what's in your city. And so our city is not a metered parking paid downtown area. And so it's going to hurt the locals the most. It's going to hurt the people who have the least amount of money the most. And it's going to hurt senior citizens or people with mobility challenges, people who just can't bike downtown to spend their day. So the city of Santa Barbara announced this. They didn't really announce it. They announced the budget, and then the downtown parking was part of that. Their discussion, and the downtown parking committee has been talking about this, and then the full council, of course, will talk about it. The finance committee will talk about it. And I just have to say that the city of Santa Barbara and the city council really needs to think this through, because doing all of this is going to impact the overall efforts for State Street and the master plan. If we're trying to get people to come downtown, if we're trying to get people to experience downtown and shop and eat and do things that make it fun and exciting and vibrant, charging people money to come downtown to fund downtown parking is probably not the most creative way to do this. Okay. We have to figure out a different way. Now, the city says, well, if we don't do this, we're going to have to loan money from the general fund, which is going to increase other problems in the general fund, which funds parks and libraries and all the services that we all share. So we don't want to have like library people or parks and recreation services subsidizing people to park downtown, because that's what the anti-car people are going to say, right? It's like, well, if you want to drive, you should pay for it, right? That's the textbook urban planning, environmental studies major stuff they teach you in college. And that's also just like, stop judging people. Stop judging people and how they live their lives, okay? We don't want to have to choose between park services, recreation services, library services, general fund services for downtown parking. City needs to figure out a way to get more people downtown to park. And we close State Street to cars. I wonder what happens there. That probably means fewer people are going to be parking downtown. So it's a little bit of self-inflicted wound here. The bigger problem, of course, is COVID and that fewer people are coming downtown. And so that is out of control. That is out of reach for the city. They can't put the genie back in the bottle and fix everything because everybody's different since COVID-19. But I do know the answer is not to charge people metered parking downtown. And this idea of 15 minutes free only in the surface lots. So these are the lots, I guess, in the 500 block. And the garages would be 60 minutes. So this is like the Granada Garage and the library, like near the museum stuff. Seems like, oh, we're willing to subsidize people to park in the garages because it's near like the artsy stuff. But the surface lots, like the one by Santa Barbara Roasting Company and Chocolate Maya and 500 block, that's lower State Street. And so we want to have turnover there. And so people need to pay more there. There's a lot of like real weird things that they're suggesting here. So I mean, I'm going to be reporting on this. I'll report on it fairly in my newspaper coverage and, represent all sides. But I just think the city of Santa Barbara in an election year, like who's doing your PR? Because it's not a jab at the actual person who's doing it, but macro, like what are you thinking? You think in election year, the city council is going to be like, let's massively increase these fees for locals when they're trying to get reelected? I mean, I could be totally wrong here, and maybe they're all like, this is the only way we can do this, and we don't want to have a general fund subsidizing downtown parking, right? Maybe I'm just totally wrong, okay? But I have a hard time thinking this is the best solution. I have a hard time thinking that the city of Santa Barbara can't do better, that they can't figure out a way to save the downtown parking fund without just turning to the public and saying, we're going to increase these fees dramatically to raise more than $3 million a year. And I don't know if it's legal. I know one council member suggested this. It's like locals somehow don't have to pay as much. Tourists maybe can pay more. I don't really know, but that doesn't really help the city either, because we don't want a reputation for like Santa Barbara's downtown is too expensive. And by the way, there's nothing to do there either. So please, City of Santa Barbara, consider this thing robustly. And it's going to be fun to watch this play out, because I can't imagine that there's going to be a whole lot of, well, I'm sure there will be support from some people, but I can't imagine it's going to be 100%. And I imagine that it's going to be controversial. So that's all I have for today. Have a great day. Please hit subscribe on YouTube. Visit SantaBarbaraTalks.com. Thank you so much. Take care.